Hey guys, what's up? Camera looks great.
Hey guys,
we're here. It's the Colby Show.
It's only the Colby Show, and it's the half Seth Colby Show.
As always, okay. I was
really do much.
I think you just need to like. I think the camera just is not sitting in there right.
It's in there. Yeah, it's in there.
Whatever. It's fine, dude. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Or not welcome back to them,
guys.
But welcome back to us. Welcome back to you.
Internet problems galore.
Sicknesses.
Yeah.
Although technically I can't throw you under the bus for that because we wouldn't have had internet that night anyway.
Yeah, see. I thought you would have mentioned that in that damn tweet, but no. You were like, all on you, man.
Well, I mean.
All on you.
It was all on you. It was.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have done it. But I like to could blame you for one, man. I went through 9 days of hell.
Yeah.
All right? 9 and a half. Here's what happened, all right? So, first of all, there's something very weird. I was actually planning on talking about this Thursday night if we had a show,
mm-hmm.
Okay? If we had done our show Thursday, I was going to open the show this way, all right? We only missed one episode.
Yeah.
But it was an entire week.
I know.
There's something weird about our schedule. Because technically, we've only missed a week of shows.
Right. But we've missed two shows.
But it feels like, but we've been gone for a week and a half.
Right. It is weird.
It's weird, right?
It's been too long.
Because we missed a Sunday and
there's
a Thursday,
right?
There's
so much stuff
to
cover, too, man.
Dude, my...
There's so much stuff.
Morris, thanks for being here, man. I'm glad we didn't lose you. That's the hardest thing about Twitch, is when you go offline for any extended period of time, will people come back?
Great question.
It looks like Morris is here, so that's nice.
That is good. Hey, Morris, Mr. Miner.
But here's what happened. Just for everybody, because we have people that don't watch us on Twitch, we have audio listeners and the such. So here is the long nightmare that I went through. On Halloween.
Yeah.
On Halloween, okay? I woke up, it was a Tuesday. Tuesday mornings, on my personal Twitch channel, I do Destiny videos.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up, like, butt early, like 7 a.m.
Butt early.
And I go live at, like, 7:30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do videos for YouTube. And because I hate myself, I do them live because I can't not be live. And so from like 7:30 to 9:30 every Tuesday morning, I record Destiny videos for YouTube. Then I get offline for a couple hours, edit them, upload them to YouTube. Then I get back on around 11 and stream the rest of the day.
Okay.
So I get online at 7:30 a.m. Drop 50% of the frames. For some unknown reason.
50%.
Now, Monday night, I was streaming. I did a late night stream on Monday till like 10 p.m. So something happened between 10 p.m. Monday and 7 a.m. Tuesday that went from me having perfect internet, like we have right now, to bad internet, where I can't stream anything. All right. This happens occasionally. Okay. I drop frames. I usually go, I reset my modem, reset my router. Yeah. If it was just like dust or something in the Wi-Fi. I don't know how internet works, really.
Dust.
I just know that turning it off and turning it on.
Damn internet
again.
Dust, man.
It's internet dust.
Gets in there.
It clogged it all up.
Clogs your internet arteries.
So I did that. No change.
Internet attack.
Okay. And then I call Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age.
Your friend. All right?
Did the automated reboot, and they rebooted my modem, no change.
Uh-huh.
Called the ladies, the men's, whoever, the customer service people.
The people.
They reset it, no change, okay? I have preferred service, which means I get a tech to come out here for free whenever I need it. So I'm like, send out a tech, dude, can't work, all right? Tech comes out. He goes, I see the problem, I don't know what's wrong. He's like, I know it's not your equipment.
There it is.
Yep.
But I'm blind and can't see it.
He's like, it must be outside.
I feel it.
It must have to do with the cords or the wires.
But I don't know how to fix it.
Coming into the house. And I'm like,
so dumb.
Okay. And then here's where the frustration begins, okay? He's like, if you call customer service,
mm-hmm.
they won't know anything. Because what I'm doing is calling a bucket truck, which is essentially like the line repair people.
Right.
And they don't have anything to do with customer service. It's a completely different department. So I can't call to check up. He's like, within 24 hours, it should be working again. And I'm like, okay, dude. So I just sit, twiddle my thumbs. Okay? The next day, Wednesday, or is it Thursday? Yeah, because he came, because, you know, they never come out same day. So
right.
Tuesday I call, Wednesday the tech comes. Thursday afternoon around 3 o'clock, which is the last show we did. Remember that, Thursday.
Yep.
He texts me, and he goes, it was fixed. He sends me a picture of, like, perfect internet speeds out at the tap. And he's like, And man, we fixed a bad tap plate. Should be good now. And I'm like, all right. So I did a quick speed test. Looked great. It was like 3:30. That on that Thursday, I had my kid, so I didn't stream because I had to go pick him up at 4:15. So there was no reason for me to go live. So, in other words, I didn't do an actual test of the stream. I just did a speed test.
Okay.
You guys were there that Thursday. Dropped, what, 40% of the frames that night?
That's a good amount.
Pretty unwatchable show, in my opinion. If I had known it would have done that, we probably wouldn't have done a show that day because it was pretty horrific.
Yeah.
Like, you go watch the VOD on YouTube, it's pretty horrific. All right, it's embarrassingly bad. In my opinion.
Audio sounds great.
The audio sounds fantastic. That's the thing about Twitch. When you drop frames, it doesn't have anything to do with the audio.
That's weird.
But it sounds fine. Okay, it's stupid. I don't know why that is, but that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I called back Friday morning, assuming that that maybe he fixed it, and I just had to de-dust my internet again.
Yeah.
You know, I technically didn't restart anything after he fixed it. So I reset everything Friday morning, didn't work, called tech, still didn't work. They didn't fix it. Send out another tech, dude. So on Saturday, some dude shows up to my house. He goes to the exact same rigmarole that the first tech did. Mm-hmm. Is it your router? Is it your modem? All right, that's an exact quote of what happened when he was
that's
over.
That's how they all talk. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we ruled out all my equipment. This guy was here for a couple hours. Like, I brought him into my studio. I showed him Twitch. I'm like, look at how it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I get you, man. I get you.
I get you.
And so he gives me the phone number of Calvin, his supervisor, like the man who is in charge of all lines for this area. And he's like, call this guy if the internet's not working by Monday. And I'm like, okay. So again, the frustration is, I have no idea what's wrong. I can't call anyone to get an update. Yeah. These guys are basically like, when it's fixed, it'll just work. And just wait to see if it actually works.
We just
hope
it'll right. work. Just
right.
Shut up and stop calling us.
So Saturday goes by. Sunday goes by. Cancel the show because no internet. That we tweeted about. On Sunday... Because I'm at this point trying to make sure it's absolutely nothing on my end. Mm-hmm. Because I'm worried about the embarrassment of these people, like, doing all this work. And in reality, my router's just bad. So on Sunday, I spend a good 5 or 6 hours completely dewiring the studio, okay? Rebuilding it from the ground up. In the meantime, I take my streaming PC out to the modem in the living room. Hardwire it directly into the modem to do an actual speed test on the modem. Same problems. So I now know it's not my equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wait. Nothing happens. Monday, still broke. Monday night comes around, still broke. Tuesday, I wake up, do my Destiny videos off Twitch because I didn't have internet. Call the people. I get lucky. I get a customer service rep who used to be a supervisor over the lines. Like, what are the chances?
That person got demoted.
Well, I think he told me he moved.
Uh-huh.
So he moved and he just transferred. He's like a supervisor of the customer service. I don't really care. I would the man right now, okay? Because he saved me. I was thinking, basically the plan that I'm on no longer exists. They have, as these telecoms do, they have changed the plans.
Mm-hmm.
So like my plan, I only have because I had it before.
Right.
And it's 50 megabits down, 5 megabits up. And you know that the way that these things go, like, if it says 5, expect 3.
Yes.
Okay? Well, I stream at 3 megabits a second. That's what I stream at. And that's what my speed test was showing me. So in my brain, I'm thinking, well, if I'm paying for 5, and I'm only getting 3, I expect them to be like, those are speeds to expect. So do I need to upgrade my internet?
Mm-hmm.
Is the problem now that my internet is actually, I'm getting the speeds I pay for, but it's now slower for some reason than it used to be, okay? So I wanted to call customer service to essentially ask, is the plan that I have now,
right.
Was there any change in speeds when you grandfathered me in between now and, let's say, this exact day a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought maybe it went from 50 and 10 to 50 and 5 on, you know, November 1st when my internet really kind of stopped working.
Right.
Did they change it silently and no one just told me? Because if that's the case, I'm happy to upgrade. I'll pay the extra $10 or whatever to get better internet so I can stream again.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to this guy for like an hour and a half, and he essentially tells me, don't upgrade because the problem is not with you. You should be getting 5. I'm looking at your account right now. Nothing changed between now. Nothing's changed on your account since 2010
mm-hmm.
when you got this internet. And I'm like, okay, dude, awesome. And so when a guy on customer service tells you don't upgrade, you know that they're telling you something real.
Yeah.
Because they want you to upgrade.
Right.
They want your firstborn child.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very shocked by that. Okay. So I'm like, okay, dude, I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, you got this supervisor's number. Give him a call right now. And then he gave me some lingo. He's like, ask specifically about this ticket. And he gave me the number. And then he gave me, like, codes. He's like, you don't need to know what this code means. Just know that when you say this code, the man that you're talking to will know you know what you're talking about and will take you seriously. And I'm like, sweet. So I get on the phone with the supervisor, and I'm like, I need to check on ticket number, blah, 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 about this code, blah, 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 and this code, blah, blah. And he's like, all right. I just want to let you know we're working on it. He's like, we know that it's a problem on our end. We're trying to figure it out. He's like, it's getting very complicated. There's a node we have a problem with that's affecting your area. We have to get with the city of Wichita to power down part of the block in order to fix this problem, so we have to do it overnight. They'll either get to it tonight or they'll get to it in the next 48 hours. I'm like, okay. So suddenly... suddenly I'm like, all right, they have to power down like part of the city to fix this internet
problem.
That's a little
ridiculous.
So, two things now. Now I know that I'm vindicated. It's not me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still filled with rage because I can't stream and I can't fix it and nothing's going right. Okay? So, fast forward. That was Tuesday morning. Okay? Wednesday, nothing happens. All right? Thursday, wake up, test my stream in the morning like I'd been doing the last 10 days. It works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle.
Miracle!
I stream Horizon Zero Dawn all day long, which is what I was supposed to stream on Tuesday, and about 4:30, the problem starts again.
Oh, God.
Just out of nowhere. Like, it had worked for 8 straight hours, and then at 4:30, it stops working.
I'd kill somebody.
So, I text my rep, because I didn't text him and be like, thanks, man, the internet's fixed. I wanted to get I wasn't born yesterday. I wanted to get a full day worth of streaming before I send him a text and be like, thanks for whatever you did, it looks like it's fine. And in retrospect, I'm glad I didn't do that because it was broke.
Yeah.
So I text the guy, he calls me back immediately, and he's like, this is the craziest coincidence. He's like, we literally have a tech at your apartment complex right now working on an issue. He's like, I'm gonna have him come knock on your door. So then Thursday about 5:15, another tech shows up. And he comes into the house and he's testing things. He's like, we got intermittent issues. I'm going to be here till 8 o'clock tonight trying to fix this thing. So we couldn't have done a show Thursday, regardless of Colby's health, because we didn't have internet again. I never hear from this guy. I still have not. Friday, worked all day. Saturday, worked all day. Today, no dropped frames. Been streaming for 30 minutes. It appears that everything is fixed.
Yeah.
What kills me is that it appeared everything was fixed like last Thursday,
right,
and then just randomly it stopped being fixed. And the guy was in here, he's like, I see it's an intermittent issue. And I never heard from him that he actually fixed it. So I don't know if it's fixed temporarily. I don't know if it'll stop working at any time. So I'm in like this kind of personal hell where at any point during this show or any other stream that I do, it could just stop working just out of the blue. But for right now, it's working.
Doing great.
So let's do that. Colby,
it's
is your
doing great.
You know, we've never seen Dr. Dawn ever in this chat.
No.
I've literally been monologuing for 12 minutes. And then he says, you're his favorite.
Yeah.
You have nothing to show except silence.
Yep. Just my beautiful face.
Okay, he's lurking. I don't know if he's lurking.
I'm just here lurking on you when you talk about your internet problems. Bad gateway.
Oh, yeah. Streamlabs is down. So we're not the only people with problems.
What does that have to do with the switching of a camera?
Oh, because these are different scenes, man. Colby's your favorite doesn't even know how the show works.
No, I get
I just
that.
Want you to know that.
What does Streamlabs have to do with OBS?
Streamlabs is our... That's... Okay. Our Streamlabs alerts right here.
Ah.
That's what shows up, like, if we had a new follower.
You have it turned off for the main one, and then you don't have it turned off for the... Ah, gotcha.
Right, see, like,
see, that's all you had to say. All you freaking had to say, but no, Kirby didn't even know how to freaking stream works.
There, now it's fixed. Yeah.
Good. Yes.
So yeah, if you follow us today, be sure to tell us in chat that you followed, because we won't know, because Streamlabs doesn't work. Yeah, like even the app, like, oh, it froze OBS.
What?
Our camera froze. You see this?
Yes.
See, there we go.
Ah!
There we go.
We dropped 12 frames! Son of a bitch!
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, see, what's our, this one? Yeah, see? Bad gateway. Right here. Right here, see? And it froze our OBS. You had a problem, I had a problem. Rafty has Comcast and had a problem. I think Google is attacking the internet to get you to get Google Fiber. Well, you know what? I would love to get Google Fiber if that existed. Colby is super pretty. Sorry. I know, dude. He is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't judge you because of that.
Don't judge me? You judge me all the time.
Well, yeah, but not because you're beautiful.
Oh, it's yeah. Just because it's mainly because of that. I feel like it's derived from that. It all spawns from that.
The fact that you're prettier than me, mm-hmm. It's the source of all our hatred.
Yep.
You know, I knew you when you were 14, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm still prettier.
I hate it. Well, I can't argue with that. Sadly.
You like that 14-year-old boy me? Yeah.
I'm Kevin Spacey.
Not pedophilia at all. Yeah.
All
Are
right.
you gay?
Yes.
Oh, there was something. I saw a meme. It was like, he's also dyslexic now. I thought he was 41, not 14.
There's a lot of great Kevin Spacey memes out there about how every time he's accused of something, he just says something else.
Like, whoa, distraction over here. I have a medical issue now.
You remember that time that we were playing a game with Unofficial Tony P, and we were just kicking his butt left, right, and sideways, and he goes, I'm dyslexic, dude, that's why I'm losing.
Oh, he's been trying to get me to believe that since we were in 7th grade. I don't believe that
shit. That's because he only uses it when he's like, really, turbo.
He's like, he can read and do math, all that shit. Right. But then when it comes to times where he's dumb, he's like, oh, I'm dyslexic,
man. Unofficial Tony P is the original Kevin Spacey.
He does not know that that's offensive to people with dyslexia.
Yeah, that's an actual problem.
How dare you, Pinella, you should be scorned.
That is, Dr. Don, that emote literally haunts my soul. Whatever that is, no. No.
I don't know what it is. It looks like creepy Hitler face.
What is that? It is Noogie
Watt. Oh, God. Jeez,
that,
Louise.
That's that old lady face. Is what that is.
Yeah, her open mouth looks like Hitler stash.
It's terrifying, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's terrifying. Well, all right, should we start the stupid show?
Let's start the stupid show. Start it up.
Unofficial Tony P says that 100% never happened.
Yeah,
well, like, we both weren't there to witness it.
Yeah,
maybe he can't remember it because of the dyslexia.
It just screws with his memory. Yep. He thought he won, but really he lost.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seth and Colby Show, episode number 36.
We're moving slower now.
Stupid
internet.
Well, we hit a speed bump there.
Stupid internet.
We hit a speed bump there. It is November 12th, 2017, and we are live on twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, as we are twice a week, once on Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time, and once on Thursday at 7 o'clock Central Time. Hopefully, we'll never be gone again. Are we doing a show for Thanksgiving?
Oh, shoot.
Like, it's a Thursday. Like, I'm going to be free probably 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving.
Should be, too.
Like, I mean, usually Thanksgiving wraps up around 4 or 5, right? I mean, what else are we going to do?
I mean, we got to compete with the NFL, but, you know.
Oh, no, I'm sure our audience conflicts with the NFL. Watch out, guys. The Lions are playing.
I mean, oh, buddy.
But, yeah, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for sticking around. If you're here throughout that hiatus, we appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
If it was under our control, there wouldn't have been a hiatus, but sometimes we just can't help it. We need to build a secondary studio in Colby's house. So in order to do that, type !! Foghorn into chat. Click the link. Give us some money. We'll start building a second studio. Also, a giant foghorn will go off, scaring me. Actually, it won't.
Back.
You'll have to tell us you donated, and then Colby will imitate the foghorn.
I will.
Hopefully he sees it before me so you can still scare me. Streamlabs is down today, so there won't be a foghorn. Maybe it'll come back up during the show. I'll keep testing it, but apparently it freezes our stream every single time I turn it on. So
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. But guys, thanks so much for watching. Follow us on Twitter.
Don't
I think our hiatus has shown that if you have a Twitter, you should follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/SethandColby, because we kind of keep you in the loop of what's going on, and if we don't have an episode, why don't we have an episode?
Yeah, we have excuses there.
Even if you don't have a Twitter, you can still go to twitter.com/SethandColby to get updates. Hopefully you checked it to see what was up with our disappearance. Hopefully you did. If not, it's there for you next time. And if you want to listen to the audio version of this podcast, you can do that. iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, all those links are at SethandColby.com. And if you don't watch live, the video on demand is at our YouTube, youtube.com/SethandColby. But again, thank you guys for being here today. We're glad to be back. We hope that we're never gone like that again, because that was
too long.
Dude, it was super annoying is what it was.
It was a week and a half, but it was too long.
Yeah.
There were so many things that happened. Kevin Spacey.
A lot of sexual assault charges.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of sexual assault. Louis C.K., Kevin Spacey, Brett Ratner. There's some more, I think.
I'm kneeling. You can't tell, but I'm kneeling.
I followed Neil before. Thank you for following.
Yeah.
I would love for it to show up, but Streamlabs is poop. What should we do? Should we close it and try again?
Let's risk it
for the biscuit, man.
Trump called Mr. Kim Jong-un fat and short.
That happened?
Short and fat.
Hey, look, it worked. Okay, let's see. Will our alerts...
Are we back? No.
Hold on, I have to refresh it. Okay, let's see. Will it pull back up?
Up.
Will it pull back
up?
I
think it's
fixed. Okay.
I think it's fixed.
All right, well, at some point, your follow should show up here then.
I mean, he might have said on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right, thank you. I was kind of hoping it was Twitch. Totally,
and
honest.
You can do both. I'll kneel again.
But, yeah, anyway, so we've got a week and a half worth of stories to talk about.
Let's get started, man. I want to go through them.
Seriously, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 tabs. Okay? We missed two episodes. That means we would average 5 tabs an episode. How would we do a show? How do we do 2 hours with only 5 topics?
We're skilled.
Is that it?
Yeah, we are so talented.
Okay. Yep.
That's speaking.
That's it, man. I totally agree.
Yep. And also the help of chat sometimes. That does help.
Yeah, well, Trump is tall and fat. His tweet was, what was it, that he was old? Kim Jong-un called him old? That was it?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't call him short and fat.
Yeah.
I just want to be friends. All right, dudes. Well,
oh god,
let's do this top story of the day.
Oh yeah,
Colby texted this to me.
I did.
Like, I didn't have it on prep for the night before he texted it to me.
I saw it. It literally said posted 4 hours ago, so I didn't know if you had it or not.
It was in our prep, man.
I sent it to you.
Yep. But Rian Johnson, writer director of Star Wars: The Last Jedi, is going to create an all new Star Wars trilogy. Ba ba da ba. All right, how do you feel, man? You're the Star Wars fan.
I'm so pumped.
Are you really?
Sure.
I mean, they must. Okay, all this does for me as a tertiary Star Wars fan,
uh-huh.
Okay, someone who cares but not really, okay? Like, I don't hate Star Wars. Porg brought me back.
I hate you for that.
Let's be honest. Porg is the reason I'm back into Star Wars, okay? Ah! Porg. It's my Porg impression right there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, the meme I was going to tweet was the doctor says, doctor tells you you have 10 minutes left to live, and then it's a YouTube video of Porg just screaming for 10 minutes.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Thought that would have suited you well.
Yeah, man, but all this does for me is make me more hyped for The Last Jedi.
Agreed.
And then that's when I think it's all a plan, right? Like, there's a reason they released this now instead of 3 months from now.
You think it's going to either suck worse than anything before, or it is gold?
To me, there's no way, because we talked about this on our show, like, the pushing of Porg and the black BB-8 and all these things, mm-hmm. and now this feeds into it as well. This movie, The Last Jedi, can either be the greatest thing I've ever seen, or it's got to be the biggest pile of trash Star Wars movie ever created.
Yeah.
Because the hype machine only works two ways. Like, you're not going to have this big of a hype machine and then go in and be like, meh. Like you were for the Force Awakens, yeah. You know?
I was on the hype train all the time, even after I saw it for the first time.
Yeah, but now you're not.
But then time happens.
Right.
And you rewatch it.
But if this Star Wars movie is as good as the hype train would lead you to believe... This time next year,
if it's good enough to give him a trilogy,
right?
Then Kathleen Kennedy sounds like she's all up on
like he's the new George
Ryan's
Lucas,
ding dong, yeah.
Like he's the new George Lucas. Like he's the only other person to create a Star Wars trilogy is George Lucas. So he's going to be George Lucas of your generation.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's weird to say that because George Lucas kind of already was George Lucas of our generation, but
we don't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
When does this Last Jedi come out? When does it come out? A month, basically.
December 15th, 18th.
Yeah, it's like literally 22. A month from now.
Yeah. Hyped as shit, man. I haven't been to a movie in decades.
Have you got your tickets yet?
No.
You know, at the theater here, they're doing a
two movie
marathon, yeah. And they got like exclusive like merch and stuff that they're giving to you for your ticket price.
Cups and popcorn.
I'm sure it's
buckets.
Probably exactly that. Maybe a poster.
Yeah, let me do that. Let me get on up that.
We got a space on the wall.
Ipdy up
like,
that. Ooh,
you know, right there. We could put one of your limited edition posters up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you even have any Star Wars stuff?
Yeah, we got Lego Star Wars up there. Lego Star Wars. My kid's not big into Star Wars because it sucks.
How dare you?
It's not that good.
You are not influencing him enough.
There's not. Well, yeah, that is probably true.
Give him the Star Wars.
I'll buy him a Porg for Christmas.
I mean, he's got lightsabers galore over here.
Yeah, but that's from when he was like 3 and he was not smart enough to know better. You know, when
I'm
you're,
still 3.
Right, when you're 3, you're like, boom, slash, slash, boom, boom. You know, that's what's so cool.
I like to hit things.
Right.
With my stick.
Yeah, now that he has, you know, the ability to play video games and... You know,
in a brain.
Right. You know what? My son might be smarter than you.
Oh, I would have definitely agreed with that. 2 + 2 = 7. He knows that that's not true.
That is a fact. He would know that. That is not true. But, yeah, man. So, I don't know. Says, as writer-director of The Last Jedi, Johnson conceived and realized a powerful film of which Lucasfilm and Disney are immensely proud. In shepherding this new trilogy, which is separate from the episodic Skywalker saga... Johnson will introduce new characters from a corner of the galaxy that Star Wars lore has never explored. We all love working with Ryan on The Last Jedi, said Kathleen Kennedy. He's a creative force, and watching him craft The Last Jedi from start to finish is one of the great joys of my career. Ryan will do great things with the blank canvas of this new trilogy.
Yeah, they're about to announce their relationship, it sounds like, from that.
We're also getting married.
I've never, ever seen this level of creativity before. And it's one of the biggest joys of my entire career.
I'm expecting 6 children with him.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Luke, Leia, Han, Chewie.
Are you as into Star Wars, okay, if they don't have anything to do with the 9 Star Wars movies that we've already had? Like, are you more or less hyped about an original trilogy?
I'm so sick and tired of Anakin. Get that shit out of here.
Like, do you think that they're going... They say a completely...
It's brand new. I want brand new.
They say...
That's what Force Awakens was supposed to be. But no.
Was it?
No. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that they were supposed... I think they started from the beginning saying it's going to have all the old characters in it. I don't think that was...
That was like a selling point to bring it back.
Right, but this one isn't going
to
happen.
One's gone, the next one's about to go, and then Mr. Luke's probably going to die.
Do you think they're really going to leave it all behind? Like, you think they're going to have no Boba Fett? You know,
I mean,
like
they're gonna have a Boba Fett movie, but it's gonna be a prequel.
No, I know, but like in this trilogy, like do you think they're gonna get rid of all tertiary characters? Like, you
I'm sure
think,
there will be some connecting?
You think there'll be a cameo from C-3PO in it?
No.
You know, I think C-3PO might be the major reason I don't like Star Wars anymore.
He's in every single one of them.
I feel like Anthony Daniels, the guy who plays C-3PO, is the world's biggest jerk, and he literally makes me hate Star Wars when I see him.
And they shove him in.
Right,
because
he's not that great.
Yeah.
He's also known for not allowing C-3PO to appear in media unless he can play C-3PO. And which means you have to meet Anthony Daniels, like, a money quote, be able to pay him C-3PO money.
R2-D2's cheaper.
Well, yeah. He's,
it's beep, boop, boop. Yeah,
well,
you need
and Kenny
guy
Baker's
with a
dead,
and,
so
yeah.
he can't appear anymore.
Yeah, see? Dead people.
Right.
Woot, woot.
Well, they killed off the old characters. They killed off some of them.
They're about to.
Also, this trilogy could take place in any span of the universe.
Yeah.
There's nothing to say that this trilogy couldn't mirror the same time that the original trilogy did, or that the prequels did.
I mean, it's going to be before the whole Empire thing, I would feel like.
You think it'll be a prequel?
Yeah, because Star Wars is Jedi, I feel like.
Well,
and Jedi aren't around after Empire.
I don't know, man. It'll be interesting to see if they take the it's destroying the world approach, because that's always been the hallmark of Star Wars, is that you're always up against this force that wants to rule the universe.
Yeah.
And like, if the next movie is about, oh, I'm late to school with my kids and my Corellian space fighter has a flat engine, like, it's not going to be as entertaining as there's a base the size of a moon that
flat
can blow
engine.
Up planets, you
oh
know?
Oh my god.
Like,
dude, you can still make things exciting and not have world-ending shit. I've been
in
saying
Star
that
Wars,
with
though?
Marvel. Yes. I mean, give it Rogue One was not a world-ending thing.
No, it definitely
was.
They literally
that,
died
yeah.
in the burning of a planet in that movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't a whole planet.
Yeah, but the entire premise of the movie involved knowing that the thing that was killing them
was a big giant planet
was
killer.
Was a big giant planet killer. Like, yeah. We knew that.
Yeah. Episode
do you think maybe
two?
Solo might be the first movie that has nothing to do with the Death Star.
The
in
first
some...
three?
Well, yeah, I guess.
The prequels had nothing
That's
to
true.
Do with a big gigantic
That's
laser
a good
weapon.
That's a good point, but everybody hates the prequels, though, so I don't know if that's really the best.
Not a good comparison. Yeah. Not a good base for logic.
The prequels are really like a political drama.
They really are.
Yeah.
It's like diplomacy in the Star right. Wars galaxy. We all wondered how that works, right?
What if they do, like a prequel reboot with this new trilogy? Like, I don't know how they'd accomplish it, but...
There's no way. There's no way.
Like, well, they show
I mean,
a different side of the Senate?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Or the time between the prequels and the New
or
Hope?
Or just, like, what... Everyone else in the galaxy has to deal with
right.
with the Senate and
right.
all that cold bullshit.
I'm really interested to see, like, I'm playing on my stream on Friday Battlefront single player because it's a canon story that takes place between the end of The Last Jedi and the beginning.
Which one?
The Battlefront 2.
Okay.
It
right.
comes out Friday.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know, man. Like, they say it's going to take place from the destruction of the Death Star in Return of the Jedi and destruction of Killer Base in The Force Awakens. He's too right, dude. We don't need the whole world destroyed to have
but
a decent
was it made,
plot.
Panella?
All that shows a total lack
was
of imagination.
Made?
The clones showed Dooku with the Death Star plans on Geonosis. Yeah, I mean, the Death Star was barely there. That was more like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And I'm with you, Dr. Don. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons I don't like Star Wars. It's like the same movie over and over again, which is why I don't understand Colby, really? Because that's one of the reasons he doesn't like the Marvel Universe. But the Marvel Universe doesn't have lightsabers. Like, whenever I ask Colby, what's your reason for still liking Star Wars, he just yells lightsabers at me.
Yep.
And, I mean, I guess that's a reason.
I don't know. I've always liked it. I don't know why. I tried to remake lightsaber stuff.
Yeah?
And that's cool to me.
I mean, we all did stuff when I was... I used to breastfeed, dude. Like, we all grow out of things, man. Like...
I thought you meant you used to breastfeed someone.
Oh, I also did that.
And I was like, that doesn't
like,
work.
Full Peter Griffin on people. Yeah. Literally.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I agree with chat.
I don't know, man. I will take a lightsaber any day.
While we're talking about Disney, all right, Let's see here. Disney has also said...
How does this work?
Oh, that's a lightsaber. You just flip it. It's in the wrist.
I was too weak.
You know, I'm amazed we made it 36 episodes without you poking me with one of these, to be honest with you. Let's see. Disney, speaking of it, Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, says he expects the Disney-branded streaming service to be substantially below Netflix's $10.99 a month because the service will have less content overall.
Yeah.
He says the price will reflect that, and the goal is to attract as many subs as possible starting out. That surprises me.
Why?
Like, $10 a month seems like everything is $10 a month.
No, is it going to be $5 a month?
I don't know. I mean, if it's $5 a month, don't you think a lot of people would get it?
Yes.
Because there is a large difference, for some reason, between $5 and $10. What if it was, like, my Amazon Music Prime service through my Echo is only $1.99 a month? Like, at that price, it's basically free. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Right.
Like, if the Disney streaming service is $3.99, like, why? How much is, like, Spotify?
It's 10.
Yeah. Hulu's 10. Netflix is 10.
Mm-hmm.
HBO Go is $350,000. You know, all these things are basically the same price. So if Disney comes in and they're like, $4. Like, that's huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get all the Star Wars, all the Marvel, all the Disney. It's huge.
I don't know. It depends on what else they got on there.
Netflix is paying $10.99. I think you pay $7 for yours. You better double check because they just raised their prices. Like, mine went from $11.99 to $14.99. So, like, they just raised the prices across the board.
Well, you got that premium 4K crap.
Well, yeah, I have a 4K TV, man. I want 4K.
You can't even tell.
You can absolutely tell.
You can't even tell.
How would you know? You're not here.
I've seen it!
You've never seen a...
I've seen it! You've played it!
If I show you that David Fincher Mindhunter series on 4K...
Yeah, it looks just as good as mine.
No.
Crap ass monitor.
No, it doesn't.
I watched,
and you're stupid for thinking that.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely better, but that's why you're paying for it.
Right! That's what I was saying in the first place! Hey, look, it showed Dr. Dawn followed.
Hey, nice.
Did it actually work? Like, because Streamlabs actually doesn't show it. Like, it shows it up there. This is the same app. Like, this app writes to those text files that show up there. But it doesn't show here, so I can't play the thing. I don't know. But yeah, really, they've raised your prices, so I would go double check how much you're paying.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna pay, they're starting in December, your December bill period, whatever that is, like mine's like I think the 14th or something, it's gonna be like $2 or $3 higher. So go check. And you're welcome.
Look it up, bruh.
He's right, your eyes are not complex enough to make out the difference with 4K and HD. Look it up, bruh. That is
like it's got like
it's just not accurate.
It's
you played yourself with the 4K? You baited me. Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened.
I did finally get my haircut, yes. On the sides. It is shorter. Just by the way.
It looks exactly the same.
It does not. Earlier, that it just had like all this side business right here was just out the side, but now it don't work like that.
I mean, like,
what don't work
it
like
might
that?
Be that way on your monitor, you know? Like, yeah. Dr. Dawn, are you one of those people that's like, there's no difference between, like, 30 and 60 frames, too? Are you one of those people? Because, like, you're wrong, bro. Your hair is in 4K.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we're really streaming in 4K here with that 3 gigabytes per second, man.
It's beautiful.
Profile shot.
That was beautiful. I don't know. I guess I read that about that being so cheap, and I was shocked. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked. Because it's Disney. You expect them to be like, yo, we got Moana. Well,
what are they
going to
have? Yeah, literally. So what is it going to be? You're going to stream all their movies? Like, every single movie will be streamable.
I assume if you're a family, uh-huh, and, like, if I didn't live with Chris,
right,
okay, who is probably watching Netflix right now,
uh-huh,
okay, the only person who uses Netflix is my son. Like, I will watch maybe one show at a time because I have a job where I can't watch TV.
Yeah.
So I have, like, 4 hours at night to watch TV. So, like, for me, I could pick one service and just live off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix happens to be that service. But, like, the person who watches the most Netflix, besides Chris, who I ruled out, would be my son, and he watches all of the kid stuff. Well, Disney is going to have everything he would want.
Right.
Like, he's not going to care that How to Train Your Dragon you know, the early years or whatever Netflix
has. So it's
for
kids services,
right?
Then.
Right. Like if you're just a family and it's $10, you know, you could I could see you getting rid of Netflix or something. But
weird. Me personally, single man here, not going to do that because I don't watch Disney Channel.
Right.
And then other than that, what other content does Disney have minus movies?
Right. It's just if you like Star Wars or you want Marvel, that's going to be the content on there for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Nope.
I don't know, man.
I'm not paying for it.
I know. Disney is getting into like gaming and stuff too, though. They're very weird. Like, I'm interested to see when Disney starts rolling into their new wave of stuff. Like, they have the YouTube content creators. You know, they have the competitive video game stuff now on their channels. Like, when are they going to start rolling that into Disney mainstream? Because I had assumed that like people in high school now are probably really into that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I was going to say, like, I mean, are they going to have any Disney content of any sort that's not just movies? And, I mean, most of those movies are directed towards children.
I would assume that at some point Disney has got to adapt to, like, kids my son's age and what they're into. And when does that happen? Like, I feel like them buying Marvel and Star Wars was them adapting to our age.
Right.
When we, because when, I mean, Iron Man came out when you were, what, 14? I was like 18. Like when we were teenagers, when they got the stuff that we grew up with as kids.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the adult stuff? Like what do our parents watch Disney stuff? Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know if my parents like the Marvel movies. I think they do.
It's weird because, I don't know, Disney has always been about kids, I feel like. Like I feel like Disney has been about kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they're starting to care about young adults and...
Well, yeah, they grew up with it. I don't know what Disney Channel's
ranking
is right now.
You can't say
right
that
now.
With Disney, though, because our parents grew up with Disney. Like, they've been around since the 40s. Disney adult content. Maybe after the show, and I'll hit you up with a link. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah, adult content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Moana 3DD.
Oh, my God.
Right, dude.
Terrible.
You know that's up, dude. You
that's
know,
somewhere.
Thor's
Rule 34,
hammer.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rule 34.
You can literally go to Disney Rule 34. It's a thing. There's also a Frozen Rule 34 if you're into specifically Elsa and Anna porno. Just a pro tip for you.
Perfect.
I think there's also a Wreck-It Ralph one.
Hmm.
I think I accidentally stumbled onto that one. And no, chat, it wasn't accidentally. Like, I literally accidentally stumbled upon some Wreck-It Ralph stuff I wish I could unsee. Like, there's some stuff on the internet that's messed up.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph is one of those things.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Yep. I think Disney will start a brand not named Disney to be adult.
That could be. I don't know. I mean, Disney has that. Like, well, of course, you think about it, like, ESPN is Disney. ABC is Disney. You know? Like, they have stuff. You think maybe they tie ESPN into the Disney streaming service. Boom, there you go. There's your adult content.
That's true. I'm interested.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, if it's cheap, it's almost like, why wouldn't you? Like, if it's $5 a month to get all the Star Wars, all the Marvels, like, even if it's Disney TV, which I feel there's some good TV shows out there, especially if you have kids, you know? Like, if it's out there...
I can't relate.
You could relate. You tell me, like, you wouldn't watch Star Wars Clone Wars if it was on Disney streaming and you could just binge it?
I've already binged it, so yeah, no, not now.
But there's a new season coming out.
And if it was better, then yes.
Oh, you didn't like Clone Wars? I thought people loved Clone Wars.
What about
Rebels? Isn't that another one?
I did not like Rebels.
You didn't like it?
No. Their lightsabers are like little tiny sticks. They're little tiny.
Dude,
and I'm just like, that's not a lightsaber. That's a laser pointer.
It's
what are you doing?
Always lightsabers with you, man. Hey, what's up, Rye? How you doing, man?
Ride 2-1-1-8.
Always lightsabers with you. All right, let's continue to rave out against people that aren't Disney now. Lord of the Rings, Amazon and Warner Brothers in talks for a series adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers and the estate of J.R.R. Tolkien are in talks with Amazon Studios to develop a series based on the late author's Lord of the Rings novels. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has said by sources with knowledge of the situation to be personally involved in the negotiations, which are still in the very early stages. No deal has been set. Okay. Summarize this. No. All right. End of my summary.
Yeah, I I saw a video. It could be complete speculation, but it was saying that
it definitely is.
Netflix and Amazon are in a fight to get this title.
Unless this Lord of the Rings has nothing to do with The Ring.
I also saw that it was about the Silmarillion and all the older stuff.
That would be okay with me. If they try to make a miniseries or a series about the movies...
Right.
You can't get better than the movies.
No. No, you can't.
So why would you even try?
I wouldn't. That's why I saw this video and I made a comment on it. I was like, they better not do like Star Wars did and try and redo the original trilogy.
Dude, I'm so with you. Disney's Dog with a Blog is adult content. Look it up.
Raccoon Rocks?
I think that says bacon.
Ah.
Learn to read, dude.
I can't see the bottom of the B, so R-A-C-O-N. Raccoon. Raccoon Rocks, man.
Oh, God. I mean, Disney owns Touchstone Pictures, which produces adult content. Yeah, I mean, Disney owns a ton of stuff, so... I don't know, dude.
Disney has some pretty controversial innuendos. Hidden messages. Yeah. Lion King spells out sex the flowers.
I don't think that, first of all, it's dust. And
it's flowers.
First of all, I'm a huge Disney fan. I have characters literally on my monitor right in front of me.
Yep, because they can see that.
They can't. That's why I pointed and gestured and said what they were.
Yep, because they know what that is.
I just told them! I literally just said characters on my monitor! You're just trolling me. I'm going to throw you out the window. So I don't think there's anything wrong with adults watching Disney. Like, I love Disney stuff, but it's also, it's family movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's things you can watch with your kids.
Right.
Which, I don't think there's anything bad about that, because Star Wars is that way, which, mm-hmm. yes, I know, is Disney now.
And yes, they definitely have to throw those innuendos in to keep the adults
right.
entertained.
And kids don't catch up on them. No. They don't catch them. No. But, I don't know, dude. If Lord of the Rings TV series, awful idea.
Awful idea.
I think it's awful. I think it's an awful idea.
I think you're just mad that it might compete with The Witcher.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. No.
No.
Just deny that straight up. But you also just denied them doing anything with Lord of the Rings as a TV show.
If they make... The problem is they're not going to do a Lord of the Rings TV show that has nothing to do... It's like the Star Wars, brand new Star Wars trilogy, man. You know there's going to be some crossover...
Between
I know that guy from the movies,
right?
And the TV show, and the only way
I'd
to
be
do
fine
that,
with that,
no,
yeah, like old Boromir before back when he was a dick, that'd be great. Aragorn being some crazy ass like vigilante hunter person before he was.
The problem is, if you put Boromir in, you put Aragorn in. At some point in this TV series, it's going to catch up to the Lord of the Rings timeline.
I mean, that's true.
So, you either have it...
That's not true at all.
What do you mean?
They can inject so many random stories and events into the... Probably not big old battles, no, but like random side stories
okay.
that are episodes that...
So, let's agree on this.
I just want more Lord of the Rings,
Let's
man.
Agree on this, man, okay? This is Amazon's Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Just like The Witcher is Netflix's Game of Thrones.
Yes.
All of these content creators, I assume Hulu at some point will have one too, are trying to fill the gap when Game of Thrones ends next year or early the year after.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get all these people who love dragons and boobs to go to the new thing with dragons and boobs.
Is there going
to
be boobs in Lord of the Rings?
Absolutely not, but I hope so. Troll boobs, definitely.
Troll boobs.
Troll boobs.
Yeah, okay. Mean, Lord of the Rings, you can't really do that. Witcher, yeah, you can.
Oh, Witcher, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, half the monsters in it are naked. But, like, the thing is if they're going to do that, why take Lord of the Rings? Why not do, like, Netflix picked The Witcher because there's no other adaptation of it besides
right.
the games?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really count. Because this is based off the books. The games are very loosely based off the books. Like, The Witcher 1 is really the only one that has plot lines from the book. Two okay. and three just have characters.
Gotcha.
But three is completely original, essentially. So the TV show is based off the books completely. So like, why don't these companies pick another series of fantasy novels that are well liked and adapt those?
They don't got that brand, man.
But I don't think that matters if it's good.
Did
Game of Thrones have an established brand, man?
No. Maybe.
Like, I didn't know what Game of Thrones was before the TV show, did you?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
So I don't know, man. So I'm telling you. Yeah.
Boobs.
Troll boobs. Right there, chat. You got it, dude. That's Lord of the Rings in a nutshell.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. If I would love to see them make a series about after the war. And also, if they replace... There's another thing. Like, Aragorn, Boromir. If they don't have Sean Bean and Viggo Morrison in it, it's not... It's going to literally ruin it for me.
Yeah.
Because those characters, to me, are Aragorn and Boromir.
Yep.
And that's a problem
point.
With... That's what the movie did.
I'm sure Sean Bean's down for it, just as long as he dies
yeah,
in the first
like,
season.
I need to die. Like, you know I'm going to need to die, right?
I don't know what Viggo Mortensen's doing now. He's like...
Those people... In Lord of the Rings are so rich now.
Yeah.
With the exception of Sean Bean because he died so early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't need to do anything.
Right.
It's like, a guy who played Sam is in the newest Stranger Things season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, I think they just do things because they can now.
Yeah, Frodo went on and did Wilfred.
Right, like, he could just, they got that Lord of the Rings money, man, and
yeah.
Just do whatever they want.
Just whatever they
want. I mean, Orlando Bloom, like, what'd he do, Pirates? He must have spent all his money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he was back in the newest one, too.
Right, that's what I... Well, no, because he skipped the last one, remember? Mm-hmm. Like, they did it. He's like, I got Lord of Rings money. I don't need none of that pirate money.
Yeah.
And then they make it other way. He's like, I need pirate money. Oh, no, dude. Can we talk about the salty Injustice fan base over the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles DLC? I have no idea what you're talking about.
DLC? What game?
Here's the problem. Sean Bean can't die because he's in Lord of the Rings Fellowship, so awkward. Nah. They'll figure out a way. This is my twin, Boratwir.
Boratwir.
He's going to die,
that
too.
That makes sense, though. No, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he can't die in the TV show. He already died in the movies.
Oh, yeah. He could still die.
Did not make that connection in my smart head.
They'll figure out a way to do- God.
Yes! The hog!
You got me, dude.
God dang it.
You got me, dude. It's the same hog, dude.
It is.
Like, that's the best part, is that he kept a link to this hog. I like how he tiny URL'd it, I wouldn't click
yeah.
it.
Yep. You got the hog, man. Hog that hog up.
What's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle DLC? And why is there a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game in the first place? Those are my two questions for you.
Do people still love those?
Kids do they?
Love that, I think, right?
I don't know, man.
Isn't there another one coming out? I'm sure there's another one in the works.
Michael Bay made, like, the most recent movie, didn't he?
Both. There's two.
Stupid.
There's two.
I don't understand, man. I don't understand the Turtles. I used to be a huge Turtles fan. Like, back when they were in, actual suits,
mm-hmm.
and, like, Jim Henson made them. Like, you remember, like, they went to Japan one time,
like
dude.
Like, the movies?
Yes, dude. Those
live
were,
action
Those
movies?
Were so good back in the day.
Oh, God.
Those were so good. No, for the Injustice game, DC fighting game.
What?
Wait, are they... They're not adding Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles into Injustice, are they?
Because that would be ridiculous.
That would be... That's a risky move, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out for him. Like, what are they doing right there, man?
I don't know, Dick, no way that's true.
I gotta Google it. I can't wait for you, Chad. I gotta Google it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in... What are you talking about? Is this for real, dude? Is this for real?
Mortal Kombat Studio.
Dude, are you serious right now?
Why? They're owned by the same people?
I mean, I would have to guess.
Was it a DC comic? Oh, we're getting hype. We're getting hype up in here.
Watch out, I spilled some oil! Oh no, there's a lit cigarette just by happenstance. There's April, dude. Watch out.
Is that Ant-Man?
No, this is DC, dude. That's DC's Ant-Man. Cricket Man.
What the hell is that?
These are all DC people, dude.
Oh, the Atomic Man or something.
And there's Ray Girl.
Oh,
looks like fun.
Are you kidding me?
Mind if we play?
Tibbs on the magic lady.
We fight as a team, Mikey.
Fine.
Coming through, dude.
What?
Oh, all these people are new. Okay.
Well, that's a crossover I really did not think I was ever gonna see. I couldn't even have been like, yeah, Batman and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Chat says, greatest discussion I've had with someone, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were never in the DC Comics universe. Me. Actually, there are three Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle crossover comics. Google it. And the reason the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are in the game is to help promote the third Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic next month.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, dude.
Does it have like a dark undertone to it? Like, what in the world? What is happening there?
This is the Scooby-Doo.
Look at Shaggy. What the hell is he doing with his mustache?
This is a legit Marvel Scooby-Doo comic,
that
and it's
is
horrible.
A hipster Shaggy right there. Look at that haircut with the twirly mustache.
Yo, man, I'm just dying. I'm swirling in a vape cloud, bro.
Yeah, if it's ever been apparent that he's a stoner, now it's just like, here it is.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
I don't get it.
Who said that? Mirage. Mirage said, we talked about the salty injustice. So people are mad.
I'd be mad. Get that shit out of my game.
I don't know, dude. I'm such a DC hater. Like, I saw a dude with a nucleus on his head. He's just as lame to me as Turtles. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles look kind of cool. Are they, like, is there some character that they wanted instead? Is that, maybe that's what it is. Like, they wanted, like, Bonefly Man or whoever DC is. Like,
Bonefly Man?
I don't know. Yeah, As I See Things says, hundreds of DC characters, they take the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Have you guys heard the theory about Shaggy just being a stoner and Scooby is imaginary?
Oh, my gosh.
Makes so much sense.
Do any of the other characters ever talk to Scooby?
I don't know, man.
I feel like they must.
Yeah, but
then it could be like a Mr. Robot.
Yeah, but
are
they ever separate though? Like, do they ever talk to Scooby when Shaggy isn't there?
Probably not. Then again, I can't remember every single.
You know the guy who
episode.
Made Guardians of the Galaxy made the first live action Scooby Doo movie, right?
No,
dude, James Gunn did.
Really?
Yeah, he has a rated R cut of it.
What?
Just some random factoid, man.
What?
Have you all watched the Slasher series on Netflix? I have not.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't do scary or horror really, so. If it's that
slasher series,
just a hard pass.
That just sounds
that.
Like a genre to me, unless I'm stupid.
Well, it's probably a mini series like American
Called
Horror Story.
Slasher,
or you know? That'd be my guess.
I would not.
I,
know, want.
I just can't believe there's Ninja Turtles going to be an injustice, man.
They're pushing it. DC's just grabbing for straws now.
But like, people love that Injustice game.
Yeah, I
like
mean,
I
the
have,
game's great.
I have the original Injustice, and my son loves it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about getting him Injustice too, but it's like $150 still.
Shaggy
goes Super Saiyan.
Oh my god,
dude! I'm telling you, that is one of the weirder things I've seen.
Yeah,
and I've seen Rule 34.
Who would have expected
Wreck-It Ralph
that?
Porn, dude? No one, right?
No one.
Speaking of comics, Marvel Cinematic Universe becomes the first franchise to cross $5 billion at the North American box office. Now, this sounds kind of crazy, but then again, isn't it the franchise with the most movies ever? I mean, like, maybe James Bond would count as, like, a franchise that has more films than Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just curious. Franchise is what they're just... That's
right.
the category.
Right, so
that
Thor Ragnarok has pushed the Marvel Cinematic Universe to more than $5 billion in domestic totals.
Hmm.
It raked in $46 million in its first day, expected to bring as much as $120 million this weekend. Worldwide, Ragnarok is projected to reach $400 million by Sunday, making another slam dunk Disney success for Disney-owned Marvel Studios. Disney self-financed Universe launched in 2008, with the franchise bypass $10 million of the worldwide box office, feat it achieved with the blockbuster success of Captain America: Civil War, become the latest billion-dollar gross for the studio. 2017 previously saw the release of Guardians of the Galaxy and Spider-Man, creatively produced by Marvel Studios, but owned and distributed by Sony Pictures. So,
Star Wars franchise, $3.3 billion.
There you go, man.
Harry Potter, $2.6 billion? Really?
Let's see. Chad is talking about other crossovers. Teen Titans Go and Powerpuff Girls. That's DC, too. Isn't Teen Titans DC?
Yeah, it is.
And then the Uncle Grandpa Steven Universe crossover. I don't know. I know what Steven Universe is. I don't know what Uncle Grandpa is. But those are both Cartoon Network things, right? So are they just doing, like, network crossovers?
Probably.
That's so weird, dude. But I don't feel like they make money straight from those cross. Like, this is obviously a money grab, right?
The Injustice thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That game's probably very popular. It is very popular.
Yeah, people like it. Well, they like it because it's got a good story, I think. Besides the fact that it's like a good fighter, I think the campaign is really cool.
I've never played that.
No, I haven't either.
But
I'm not into DC, dude. I'm just not into DC. I am into Marvel, though, and this... Have you seen Thor? You have any desire to see Thor?
Yeah, I want to see it, but no, I have not seen it.
I haven't seen it either. It's like the first Marvel movie I haven't seen, like, on opening weekend.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was out.
Dude, November is... These movies are all just crazy. Like, Justice League opens, like, Wednesday.
Right. Like, yeah, Thor's not going to be in...
Like, in my brain, I feel like Justice League is still 6 months away.
No.
And it's not. It's less than a week.
It's here. And it's going to suck ass.
Snake in Smash Brothers was good, let's be honest. Totally agree. Should have been in the newest Smash. Totally agree with you there.
How dare it wasn't.
You know who Solid Snake is?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the guy who hides in a box.
You got it, dude. You got it. That's all you need to know.
That's all I know.
I have a news story I didn't include today about the guy who's making a Solid Snake Metal Gear movie.
Oh.
But I didn't figure you knew enough about Solid Snake to care about it. But
probably
that's
not.
Happened if you want to look it up. Okay, real talk. Why did they cut Thor's hair? Make him look sexier? I think that's it. Right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, because he's a slave, man. And when you're a slave, you got to get your hair chopped down. That's why Colby has short hair, because he's my slave. I buzzed him.
What?
Well, he gets fights in the gladiator pits, they shave his head.
No, he has the short hair, I feel like, for the entire movie.
Well, I think because he looks good with it. I think he gets captured early in the movie, man.
Yeah, I mean, the movie did start out with him in jail.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so he gets his head shaved early in the movie for the gladiator pits, and then he just never changes it because he looked in the mirror and he goes,
but if you're going to cut somebody's hair to, like, put them down, you know, like, why leave it sexy length? Why not just bald?
Like, you'd be like, you actually look better now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hit you with this folding chair about 15 times. That'll ugly you up. Just Jeff Goldblum beating him. It's 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
Die, Thor!
Yeah, Hulk's rampage with Loki. I don't know, man. Over and over and over again.
Right. What really is interesting to me is, like, did they need special scissors to cut Thor's hair?
Ooh, good question. Like, magical scissors?
Right, because,
do they,
like,
have the strength of a god as well? Like,
right.
You can't just cut that shit
right.
with some,
because,
know,
like,
kid stuff?
Do you think, like, I mean, if, like, say, for example, we got some fingernail clippers, okay, which I happen to have right here, okay? So if I took these fingernail clippers, there we go, I got them fake, and I put this on the tip of Colby's nose, like, that would hurt him.
Yeah.
Right? If I did it to Thor, wouldn't hurt him. He wouldn't even feel it, probably.
Maybe.
Because he can, like, you can, like, shoot Thor with a gun. It doesn't matter, dude.
Yeah.
He's Thor. Okay?
Get that away from me.
I'm not going to pinch your nose,
get
dude.
Get it away out of my face, though. Get it out of here.
So if you clip your nails, all right, reason would say that you also couldn't clip Thor's nails, right, with these clippers.
Yeah, he's got magical Thor.
He's got strong
clippers.
Nails, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your hair and your nails are the same material.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah, like the dude. Yeah, Samson. Samson's a little different because his hair was normal. He just had strength that came from his hair. Remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know my Bible.
You went to like 80 years of Catholic school.
And it was just all in one ear, out the fucking other. I did not soak any of that up.
Yeah, well, that happened. Hi, Colby's mom, by the way, is probably watching. Glad your money did some good there.
What?
Nothing. No worry. Nothing to worry about it.
Oh.
One ear out the other.
Catholic. Whoop.
Yep. Also, Disney was exploring buying Fox. Like, during the week and a half we were off, Disney was talking about buying Fox, 20th Century Fox, and then those talks died. And that just makes me sad, because you know how great it would have been if they bought Fox?
And got X-Men back?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah, they would have got X-Men. I'm sure this thing talked about other things. They would own FX, National Geographic. They would... Whatever. It doesn't say any of that.
Whatever. Screw this article.
It doesn't say what they would have owned. It. Disney and Fox are co-owners of Hulu. I don't know, man. But either way, that would have been cool. They would have had X-Men. And that would have been sweet, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I thought you liked the newest X-Men movie, man.
Oh, I did, but I still want Hugh Jackman to be in the Avengers. You don't want that?
He's done.
So no, he Patrick said he Stewart. Would come back if Marvel made a movie. We talked about that on the show.
Oh.
He said he would unretire to play Logan if he could be in an Avengers movie.
No.
Yes!
I missed that one.
Well, we talked about it on the show.
In one ear, out the other.
That happened, though, man.
That was
a thing.
Sure.
World's largest movie theater chain essentially admits to not caring about theatrical presentation. We're aware that there are terrible things happening in our country right now, and yes, complaining about movie theater screens is inconsequential in the grand scheme of things, but damn it, instead of getting overwhelmed by those things, cinephiles occasionally want to lose ourselves in a terrific theatrical experience, and when the world's largest theater chain has basically admitted that they no longer care about the way their movies are being presented to audiences, that's worth grumbling about. Chances are pretty high that when you go see a movie, you see it at AMC theaters. The company has the largest market share of American theaters and the biggest movie theater chain on the planet. You may assume that because of its lofty position of power they hold in the industry, AMC might want to set a good example by exhibiting movies in the best possible quality in an attempt to lure more customers. After all, attendance is declining, and while theaters make the majority of their money in concessions, humans are still a necessary component of their business model. But as you may have gleaned from this article's headline, that is not the case. Filmmaker Mike Williamson took a photo calling out AMC's lack of masking in one of their theaters, and instead of the chain seeing that the complaint and ensuring that they're paying customer that they'd work to correct the problem, they essentially admitted that they simply no longer care about the way their movies are exhibited. For those that don't know anything about masking, blah, 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 the gist is making the process of expanding or shrinking the borders of the screen to allow the film to fit the entire screen. So if most films are filmed in two different aspect ratios, full or scope, most theaters are equipped to present either on any given screen, traditionally using motorized curtains to completely surround the image. All right, so we've seen that before, yeah. Right? Like they move, you know, for longer movies, they move it out.
Mm-hmm.
Thinner movies, they move them in. Apparently, AMC said they do not care. And they don't worry about doing that. They say people will come.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Dr. Don Chat says AMC is fine. Stop
That's
complaining, Mr. Blogger.
That's one of the little things to, yeah, stop bitching about that. You have black bars on the side of your fucking
this
movie.
This is how it starts, though, man. No, I think in his case, they cut off the sides of it.
That
like,
would
Like, instead
piss me
of
off.
Expanding it, they just left it in full screen.
Yeah, that would suck.
Stop complaining, Mr. Blogger.
If you cut off parts of my movie, I will massacre you.
What if you didn't know? I think that's part of the problem here, is that this guy probably knew,
yeah.
Because he's like, this movie was shot in 21.6 CinemaScope, and I'm watching it on a 16:9 full-screen projecting system. I must complain to the management. Like, I'm sure that's his case. So, like, if you didn't know,
yeah.
Would you care?
I don't know. I feel like that's got to be in some legal contract somewhere with the ability to show movies, is that you show
all of
the
movie. Well, that's the question, right? Is like... Do movie studios not care that the theaters isn't showing? And when I started thinking about that exact thing, I'm like, probably not, because how many like mom and pop movie theaters are there in you know nowhere town,
right.
Where they have two movies and they just show it with their projector they bought in 1947 for you know the newest Charlie
just
Chaplin
as long
flick.
As they get paid,
right?
I feel
that's
like
probably all they care about.
All they care about is ticket price,
and that's obviously what AMC's philosophy is. As well, is that
I'd throw my
we got your money, dude.
Right
LOL, man.
Yep. I want a refund.
Yeah. Have you been to the, speaking of theaters, have you been to our theater recently?
No.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm boycotting.
My sister, so am I, but unintentionally. My sister last night went and saw Daddy Home too, and she sent a Snapchat of it.
God,
and the
why?
Snapchat included a M&M's ad. So they're showing ads before movies now at our theater here. Which I know is like commonplace. I get it, chat. You're probably used to that every theater you go to. We had an independent theater chain here, one of the most luxurious in the world, and then Regal just bought it. and they've ruined it. So we're now one of the peasants, just like the rest of you. And AMC's building a theater right down the street, and that was like our, oh, at least AMC's going to come, and there's going to be some competition, so they can't get terribly, you know, bad. And then I read this article, and I'm like, nope.
I can't believe they're all going to suck. Sold. What a bitch. Well, you just ruined Wichita and Kansas just in general.
So, like, I think the point of this article at the very top was the right one, which is...
They don't care.
They don't care, and they should, because attendance is down.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't go because the experience is so bad, ultimately you're going to go out of business, right? I don't know. Here pay to not only watch the movies, but our advertisements. Yeah, exactly. That's what they're saying. It's like, here, watch this stuff. It's $12 for a movie, it's $30 for concessions, and also here's an ad for Coke.
I mean, that's also why people aren't paying for TV as much now, and right. only paying for Netflix. And right.
At some point, that's going to happen to the theaters, right? Like, as I have a 60-inch 4K TV in my house, at some point, they're going to offer same-day movies, and I would be just as apt to watch them on my television, because as chat told me, there's no difference between a projecting 4K system and a 16x9 1080p television in your home.
Yep.
So
about accurate.
Why don't I just watch them at home? I mean, you watch all yours at home, basically.
Yep.
I mean, Thor will probably be the first Marvel movie I don't watch on the big screen. And I don't feel like I'm going to miss anything by waiting to rent it in 4K here at home. Like, what's really the difference?
I mean, yeah, it's getting so damn good now when you got a big old 4K TV. Why even go and sit in a theater with assholes?
Right, why pay $50 to watch a movie when I can wait 4 months and watch it at home, and I can take a poop if I need to during the middle of it,
I don't know. I feel like movies are going down a little bit. Like, I don't know if it's just age or what, but...
The thing is like, I always considered myself, okay, to be their target audience.
Right.
And I would assume you would have as well. Like, we like movies.
Yeah.
We like going out to see movies. Mm-hmm. We like talking about movies. We do it, Lord knows we do it a ton on this show.
Yeah.
And me and you were both sitting here in this malaise where we're like,
Screw it. Who cares?
It's like, we'll just wait.
Yep.
And that can't be good, because if there's two of us, there's 200 of us, right? Like, yeah. We're not that disconnected from the world.
I mean, we might be.
Like, Dr. Don said, now I'm upset. It would skip the part of the date where I'd have to persuade the girl to come to my house. She is already there. Exactly. That's why you want to go to your house, dude. That's what you Netflix and chill, dude.
Boom.
You could ask her why Thor cut his hair and get her insights and then get something else. You know, and it's like, I don't know, dude. Maybe people just don't think about it. Maybe it's part of a routine. You know, you go see a movie when you're bored.
Yeah.
Who cares if it's bad?
Who cares if you see ads?
I mean, if the movies are bad, like, imagine go to the Emoji movie. Like, if you go see the Emoji movie in theaters, do you really care there's a Coke ad before it? Because you're seeing the Emoji movie. Like, you've already given up on life, right?
Yeah.
Like, is that part of it? Is that me and you maybe our movie standards are too high?
Well, yeah, we had the best fucking theater chains in the right. world, basically, and now it's all dead.
It's like the one thing I want to start a revolution over is bad theaters, and that's really sad. There's like nuclear war.
We need to protest Bill Warren's house.
Dude, I agree.
We need to set it on fire.
I don't know where he lives. He definitely lives in Oklahoma.
We need to set him on fire.
He definitely doesn't live here anymore. Because, you know, he still owns the Warren and Moore, right?
Oh, really?
Like, that's still his theater.
Yeah, I drove past it.
Like, that theater is untouched and unspoiled. It's still a Warren theater.
It's got big old lights.
Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
What a jerk.
What an ass.
He just pooped on Wichita, which I don't blame him, because this place is a cesspool of hate. But
he gives. Yeah, he just done with it. Done with it. I'm done with it. I don't want to live here.
Colby just spiraled into depression live on the air right there. But you all
I don't want to live at all.
Oh, dude. Okay, so let's talk about good cinema.
Oh, my God.
Presented without comment. Movies. Famous movie scenes recreated with Animojis. A man held his phone up to a movie screen, captured their faces using the Animoji app. This is the result.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
How does this happen?
Go ahead. Make my day.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Here's Johnny.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, my God.
Is looking at you,
I'm going to make him an offer again.
From everything I see, no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear.
Are you not entertained?
Why does the poop mouth not move? Like, his teeth are always closed.
Dude, I can't tell you that, but I do know that that is the greatest thing I've ever seen created on YouTube.
That is
right
amazing,
there.
Actually.
Oh, my God,
I don't really get how they do it, but...
You just go to Animoji. He held it up to the screen.
Yeah, but then you got to track the dude's face. And then edit it back onto the footage.
It's just, they save it as a movie when you message it, so you just probably drag it to his computer.
But then tracks it onto the actor's face.
Yeah, I mean, that took a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Worth it, dude.
Worth it.
Worth it for me, man. That's, I mean, it's on this show now to blow up. No doubt, dude.
That was pretty ridiculous. Dude, that's the best use of those things I've ever seen.
I've been sending Colby with no response. Like an Animoji meme every day. And like, and I silently hope that he watches them at home and he just sobs to himself.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift one was pretty great.
Yeah, dude, they're all pretty good. The goat. This is a Taylor Swift goat.
Mm-hmm. This is so good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for filling time, man, while I was drinking a drink. Appreciate it.
Yeah, silence is what I'm here for, man.
When will the Earth try to kill us again? Most mass extinctions begin with a vast convulsions of the Earth's interior, and can we detect that? So, this is basically talking about volcanoes, and how volcanoes will kill us, and will we even know if it's going to happen?
I heard that there's a big Yellowstone-sized supervolcano under Antarctica, and that's why it's shrinking.
I also read that, there's basically a magma leak from the Earth's core that's just melting Antarctica.
So two double super explosion volcanoes with ash clouds that will cover us.
So here's why I brought this, just literally so I could shamelessly segue into Horizon Zero Dawn, because we talked about that a lot on this show. Like, I've held it up there as, like, the most plausible actual doomsday scenario of Donald Trump and climate change don't actually kill us.
Yeah.
This will be the thing that kills us, because in a nutshell, spoiler alert for Horizon Zero Dawn, basically, this company creates a militarized AI that can't be hacked, and the AI basically consumes organic material in order to survive and repopulate, and they forgot to say, don't eat everything. And so the machines basically eat and kill all the humans and all vegetation and everything on the Earth until the Earth is a crust, and that's how the world ends.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Horizon Zero Dawn, they build this AI to repopulate the Earth after the machines have all died out. That's the plot of Horizon Zero Dawn. In the expansion pack that just came out, it all takes place at Yellowstone, and the AI that you're helping is the AI that was built to maintain the Yellowstone caldera.
Okay.
Because, you know, like 1,600 years passed between now and Horizon Zero Dawn.
Gotcha.
And so they say in the game that it would have erupted in that 1,600-year period. And so the AI that they have is sent literally to control the caldera.
Wow.
And I'm just like, you know what? I didn't think this game could get any more close to realism. And then
now here it is.
Like, the only problem with that is that this took place in, like, 2064, and I don't feel like we're anywhere near the level of AI that would be required to watch and suppress the Yellowstone caldera.
This is like a kindergartner right about now. So.
Right, right. Like, we've got Morgan Freeman in Mark Zuckerberg's house. Like, that's the level of AI that we have, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know why in my brain, like, 40 years... for a super intelligent robot that ends up killing all humanity is plausible, and 60 years for an intelligent AI who can suppress the Yellowstone caldera is not. And I don't know why. Probably because I feel like we're actually going to spend money on the military, and we're not on saving the erupting Yellowstone caldera.
Right.
Because in the game, basically a private institution buys it,
mm-hmm.
because global warming had gotten so bad by 2064... that, like, the Bill Gates of their time basically buys Yellowstone to install this AI to help stop extinction.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And, like, that would be how it would have to happen. Like, some private citizen is going to have to buy Yellowstone and
Elon
install
Musk,
it.
Elon Musk, man. Get on that shit.
Because it's not like Trump and the next Trump are going to be like, the Earth's not burning, forget about it.
Yeah.
Yellowstone's going to be fine.
We're fine over here on the East Coast, barely, but...
Yeah.
Y'all in the Midwest, West...
I don't know, man.
You're dead.
I feel like so many things are trying to kill us...
Yeah.
...that we don't care that we're about to die.
No.
Like, it's like nuclear war is happening, global war is happening, the Yellowstone caldera, there's this new one underneath Antarctica that's just roasting the Earth. Because, by the way, if Antarctica goes away, we all die. Like, that'll kill us. Like, because rising sea levels are a thing.
We won't.
We will be fine. Yeah. We'll just die because of disease, overpopulation, and refugee status that swarmed to our area. Yeah,
probably superstorms, too, yes. Because all the evaporated water.
We may not die from drowning. We'll die from something else.
Yeah.
And that's what really worries me. So, because they cover all that in Horizon Zero Dawn. They're like, because at the end of the game, because I had beaten Vanilla,
mm-hmm.
and I knew the plot, I got to ask extra questions about, like, what was it like back in the old days? And the AI basically said, in 2045, global warming had caused massive food shortages, and due to, you know, fleeing refugees and rising Earth levels, disease and poverty and starvation ran rampant, and 20% of the Earth's population died out due to natural causes. And I'm like,
shit.
Like, I know this is fiction, but, like, that's literal science.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably not going to happen by 2045.
Yeah, it's just a
right
thought process of what would happen.
But
next.
I feel like the people who made the game picked a date that we will live to see
mm-hmm.
to kind of be like, hey, this could happen, dude.
Hey, we should do something.
Yeah, man.
Maybe.
And I'm sitting here playing the game and be like, wow, this is really cool and so realistic. And I'm like, wow, this is really realistic.
But is it bad on them to take all the time in the world to show us what could possibly happen and not work to maybe change?
Well, I think I'm fairly certain the developer of Horizon Zero Dawn is in Denmark.
Oh, okay.
So I think
they're cool.
They're probably doing stuff.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're like, you know, our biggest target's America. Maybe we should blow it up, you know, to let them know that, hey, you're going to be blown up, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, they are kind of all on their clean energy and stuff like that.
I don't know, dude. When I saw that, it's just like, dude, it's like, that's not good, man.
The show always goes into depressing territory.
Well, we could change the next subject.
Yeah, we're just shouting the alarm bells here. That's
here's
all
a new
doing.
One. So Facebook has a new plan to attack revenge porn, or revenge porn. A private Facebook group of Marines, nearly 30,000 members, was outed for hosting hundreds, potentially thousands, of explicit photos of female Marines and veteran service members without their consent. Only men were invited to join the group, called United Marines, and members were implored to share more photos of women, encouraged by lewd comments. One Marine in the Facebook group suggested under a photo of women that the person who took the picture should take her out back and pound her out, which sounds like the most Marine thing to ever say.
I guess.
According to a report of Center for Legislative.
I didn't know Marines were this asshole-ish, but okay.
I don't know. I mean, no disrespect for Marines. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. I just knew a Marine, like, when I was, like, all the Marines I knew were 20.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the problem.
Okay.
It's like, I'm sure, like, a 40-year-old Marine is totally normal and nice.
Yeah, just pictures, like, without people's consent online. That's, well, super good.
Yeah, that doesn't really bode well. But the 20-year-old Marines, they're all, like, the ones that I knew were, like, let's do 600 steroids, drive Camaros, and you know, and upload naked photos of women without their consent.
I
like
guess.
that's kind of like par for the course.
Yeah,
for the Marines.
I didn't think that this story was based off of Marines doing this stuff.
Yeah, no, you didn't. And now Facebook wants to make it harder for men to post nude photos of women without their consent, a practice often referred to as revenge porn. Since the men often who do this are ex-partners attempting to damage a woman's reputation to impress their peers, Facebook's latest answer is to ask women to upload naked pictures of themselves to Facebook via Messenger. And then Facebook's artificial intelligence software would then read the image and assign it a secret code. They're not storing the image, they're storing the link and using artificial intelligence and other photo matching technologies. So if somebody tried to upload that same image, which would have the same digital footprint or hash value, it would be prevented from being uploaded. Facebook hasn't written a public blog post announcing this new pilot program, and it's not clear if it only works with a single photo at a time, meaning you'd have to upload every photo you are afraid will be leaked in order for it to work, nor is it clear whether you could upload images after someone has started to share them online to stop them from being spread further. Slate reached out to the company for clarification. We'll update when we hear back. Facebook has now released a blog post describing the pilot program, and Alex Stamos, Facebook's chief security officer, has addressed some concerns about the project on Twitter. Facebook is partnering with the Australian E-Safety Commissioner, a federal agency, blah, 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 blah. Facebook's goal here is laudable, but there are some clear problems. For one thing, if someone is able to hack into someone's face account, like say if the person has already logged in, the password is stored in the browser, like you know what X would have,
yep.
you know, for example, could the image be retrieved? Grant says Facebook won't store the images, but few things online are ever truly permanently deleted. You tell me, if I logged onto your computer, let's say you're my ex-girlfriend, okay? Let's say we broke up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You used my computer for Facebook. I open up your Messenger. I'm not going to see your sent nude photos to Facebook. Sure, Facebook doesn't have them.
Right.
But they're not going to be on the right side of your conversation screen. Every single nude photo that you wanted, they're definitely going to be there.
Of course they are.
They're definitely going to be there.
Because, I mean, if Facebook doesn't store them, then where else are they going to store them
right.
other than your personal profile?
Right. More fundamentally, though, asking women who have been victims to upload naked photos of themselves is a rather tone-deaf approach when that's not particularly trauma-informed. When a naked photo of a person is circulated without her consent, it can be ruinous emotionally and professionally. Requesting that women relive that trauma and trust Facebook, of all companies, to hold that photo in safekeeping is a big ask.
I thought that you couldn't upload naked photos anyways.
Well, it's a private group.
Either way.
But it's crowdsourced. So, like, if no one reports it, Facebook doesn't have any way to know.
Why don't they just engineer this whole image reader on any image upload, and if it sees a pair of tits, you don't upload the photo?
So here's my exact logic. All right, so there was a thing that broke off also while we were on hiatus, where you can type in bra to Apple Photos, and it will show all pictures of, like, women in bras.
I saw that,
okay?
Yeah.
And Apple claimed that, like, it's just part of their tagging system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have 40,000 words, and bra is just one of them. Which doesn't seem... And they say it's stored locally. It's literally to help you find photos.
Right.
So to me, that doesn't... It's kind of weird that some dude was like, bra, and he typed it in, you know, and wrote the algorithm for it. But ultimately, the point is, that technology exists.
The image reading, yes.
And if Apple has it, Facebook... absolutely has it.
Oh, 1,000%. It's like Google Photos. You can upload a photo and get similar photos.
And it's already scanning your picture because every photo you upload to Facebook has, is this person?
Yeah.
You know, that automatically tag that you can hit yes or no to.
Right.
It absolutely knows when a naked body is uploaded to Facebook.
Right.
It absolutely knows.
Turn off the naked bodies.
Right. What? There's no rule. Like, Facebook is 100% against nudity everywhere. It's not like, oh,
except
in this
section. Except in a private group.
Well, no, even then it's against their terms of service.
Okay, so then it's just somebody has to report it?
Right. It's completely crowdsourced and saying this photo is inappropriate,
but these horny
Marines aren't going to do it,
right,
you know?
Exactly. This is the point of having your own company, is you can make the rules, and if you say that you're not going to upload any naked pictures at all, we won't allow it.
Right.
That's your right as a company to do that.
Right, they're a private corporation.
Don't put more images on the internet.
Right, so that's what's so hilarious to me.
Stop the uploading.
Facebook is like, no, send us your photos. If you send us a picture of your naked body, then we'll know what your naked body looks like. So the next time that exact photo of your naked body is uploaded, we'll be like, nah.
Yeah. Like, you're not blocking anybody's freedom of speech if they're trying to upload their own naked body to the internet.
Right.
Like, you just don't do that on Facebook. You want to do that, go to Tumblr or some shit.
I totally agree.
But Facebook has, like you said, always been against nudity. So why in the hell are they even allowing it to be uploaded?
That's my point. It's like, this seems like something malicious just because of the fact that they could automate this already.
Yeah.
At the point of upload, they could be like, this is a photo of a naked woman. It's not allowed on Facebook.
Right.
There's no context where this is allowed.
There's no freedom of speech violation either because it's their own platform.
Yes.
They can determine what they want to have on their own platform.
Exactly.
So it shouldn't be,
if you want Facebook with nudity, create your own.
Yeah.
That's how a free market works.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Was it Facebook or Twitter that employed an actual browser to police their site? Dude, who knows? Probably both. Probably Twitter. Isn't Twitter getting rid of porn?
I think
I read that. Like, Twitter's no longer allowing porn to be on their site.
Hmm.
Which I feel like is the death squeal for Twitter. Seriously, because...
Well, maybe not Facebook?
Well, no, because Facebook is ubiquitous enough with... Twitter only exists, I feel like, because it's so easy to follow things that you're ashamed of. Like, it's kind of like Tumblr in that way for me. It's very anonymous.
Okay.
Facebook is not that way.
Right.
Like, I could have a Twitter that you don't know about, that Chris doesn't know about, that you guys don't know about, that only follows child porn accounts. Like, seriously. And you would have no way of finding it. You'd have no way of knowing. If I did that on Facebook, you'd know. If I did that on Instagram, you'd know. There's no way for me to do that on Twitter. And I feel like, you know, Twitter getting rid of porn, half of the people who have Twitter accounts are there so they can see big booties in their timeline all morning. And now that that's going away, I feel like they're going to go somewhere else to find big booties.
I never really thought of Twitter as the place for porn, but...
Well, you don't really think of Twitter.
Probably right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it'd be like the same thing if, like, Reddit banned porn. Like, that's half the reason these sites got big is because they were uncensored.
Right.
Like, Instagram is only big because it's tied to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Snapchat got big because of porn. Like, that's what Snapchat was for, was for sexting.
Yes, it
was. And then they took that original model and they kind of built off of it.
Yeah, the internet is a very porny kind of place.
Like, there's a reason that Snapchat has a for-your-eyes-only saved memory port that's locked by a passcode. Like, that's there for a reason.
I don't know Snapchat. I don't get a whole lot of nudes, guys. To be honest with you.
Fix that. Give out your Snapchat. And I want all of you to send him nudes.
No.
Come on, dude.
It's going to be a whole bunch of dicks.
Well, you didn't specify. You didn't specify, man.
I know. I'll take no nudes over dick nudes.
Oh, no. That's just really stupid to me that that even exists, dude. It's just really stupid to me that it even exists. Like, I feel like Facebook definitely just has a technology to say, you're a nude woman, we're not allowing this to be uploaded.
Right.
And instead, they're like, send us your photos, ladies. You know, like, that's just...
We're not going to store them?
Yeah, exactly.
Because how else would we know what to do
with them? Yeah, we're not storing them, but later when you send us a photo again, we'll know because we didn't store it.
Right, we just memorized it.
Something weird's happening there. There's a fully... researchers have successfully incorporated washable, stretchable, and breathable electronic circuits into fabric, opening up new possibilities for smart textiles and wearable electronics. The circuits were made using cheap, safe, and environmentally friendly inks and printed using conventional inkjet printing techniques.
Interesting.
They can be directly printed onto fabric to produce an integrated electronic circuit which is comfortable to wear and can survive up to 20 cycles in a typical washing machine. The new textile electronic devices are based on low-cost, sustainable, and scalable inkjet printing of inks based on graphene and other two-dimensional materials and are produced by the standard processing techniques. The results are published in the journal Nature Communications. So digital textile printing has been around for decades to print simple colorants on textiles, but our result demonstrates for the first time that such technology can also be used to print the entire electronic integrated circuits on textiles. Although we demonstrated very simple integrated circuits, our process is scalable, and there are no fundamental obstacles to technological development of wearable electronic devices, both in terms of their complexity and performance. Printing components are flexible, washable, require low power, essentially requirements for applications in wearable electronics.
So you're going to have to, like, power your pants now?
Yeah, you charge your pants.
You charge your pants up?
Charge your pants. But, like, say it ties to a Fitbit or your Apple Watch, and now it knows how much you walk and how much you sit and your heart rate and how much you fart. I don't know. Like,
it will measure your fart. You need to eat more green vegetables.
The wind song of Ass Mountain, dude. Remember that? That's what it's going to be.
Oh, God.
Just record you all day
it
long.
It records the sound every time it notices a fart. Records.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't that be cool though? If like you go to the gym and you just put on your shirt and it just monitors all your vitals while you're working out, and then you just know.
No, because I don't care. Like, I mean, I wear my iWatch sometimes to the gym, and then it one drains my battery when I'm recording a workout, and two,
oh my God,
it doesn't tell me anything. It's like, oh, your heart rate was a normal heart rate. Great. Like, we don't need to know all this information.
Well, people survive for decades without it.
Yeah. Why do we need to know? Doctors need to know. When we go to the doctor.
But well, doesn't the Apple Watch, like, tell your doctor now? Like, can't you, like, upload your stuff to your doctor?
Think, yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know. I thought you would think what this was cool. I thought you were all about electronic integration.
No. I'm going old school. I want books and fire and, you know.
Books and fire.
Wheels.
Wheels.
Caveman shit, man.
I want sticks and rocks.
Big old Lego.
And Tyrannosaurus Rexes. That's all I want in my life.
No, this is cool. I just don't... I did 20 cycles in the wash, so you're just gonna...
That's not a lot.
You're gonna buy a $200 jacket.
Right.
You just can't wash it. That can, like...
Well, and that's what's ironic about it. Like, I can only really see fitness applications for this, and you're gonna wash it 20 times in a month if it's your fitness shirt.
Yeah.
You should wash it.
You should.
You should, right?
Yes.
So that's a problem, but it's also just the start, so.
I don't know. That's weird.
You never know, man. It's finally happening. After nearly a decade of delays, the Food and Drug Administration is expected to implement an Obama-era policy that will require restaurants and other food outlets with 20 or more locations to post calorie counts by beginning May 2018. From big chains to grocery stores, movie theaters, music parks, vending machines, and restaurants will have to show how many calories come with their sandwiches, popcorn, cocktails, french fries up front, right on the menus. What do you think?
Great. Great for people that want to monitor that stuff, man.
I mean, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. That should have been a thing.
I mean, it should have been a thing, right? Like, why not know that?
Don't try and sneak me some 2,000 calorie donut. I don't want that.
Like, I mean, the only negative to this, the only thing I could think of is that you're mad that you're no longer ignorant of it. Like, you can no longer have a Chipotle burrito right. that you think is healthy because you know it's... now it's 900 calories. Like, there's no way around that now.
Yep.
Like, this donut's gluten-free. Yeah, but it's 735 calories.
Well, is that going to make, like, fast food places, like, be better? Well, use like, better ingredients so and this make us all more healthy? Or are they just going to say, screw it, and they'll list it, and people who care won't eat it like they already probably don't.
Right.
And then people who don't care will still buy it.
It's why you see your grande latte at Starbucks has 190 calories, your turkey, apple, and cheddar sandwich at Panera has 710, and your McDonald's Big Mac packs 530 calories, for example. But we'll soon be saturated everywhere in calorie diet. These changes aren't expected to cause Americans to suddenly clean up their diets. They could have profound indirect effects on how we think about food and nutrition, what we choose from the menu, and ultimately what restaurants serve. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that like it'll clear up people's perceptions.
Right.
Because a lot of people out there think things are healthy, or healthier than something else even.
Yes.
And in reality, they're not.
Right. Go back up. You said Panera is what
right.
now?
That's the perfect example. Like, their turkey, apple, and cheddar sandwich has 710 calories, but the Big Mac has 530.
Like, what the fuck?
So, like, a Big Mac, calorie-wise, is technically healthier than that Panera sandwich. And it's probably because of the bread, would be my guess. But seriously, like, the thing is like... Now you know that. Like, I feel a lot of people go Panera's healthier than McDonald's, but it's not really, depending on what you get
right.
at the restaurant you
Apparently,
go to.
Apparently, that's
And
crazy.
That's the perception that I think it's going to clear up. Because if you eat 100 Big Macs, you're still unhealthy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
But if you ate 100 turkey and cheddar sandwiches from Panera, right. you'd be more unhealthy.
Like, your brain is like, oh, that's no way that's worse than a Big Mac,
right.
and it is by 30% calories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. So
that's crazy.
It's weird.
But yeah, that should have been a damn thing initially. Like,
right.
I don't get this whole concept of it's capitalism, I guess, is the fact that they want to sell
stuff.
They
want to hide it, yeah.
And then they want to hide the fact that
they're
making you dead.
And marketing can more easily say this is a healthy alternative.
Right.
If you have nothing to compare or contrast it to.
Especially when people are caring more and more and more about that
right.
because they don't want to die at 50.
Right, exactly. Like right now, like I'm on a diet, don't laugh chat. And like, so I'm counting calories. And like I have like when I if I go out, which I actually don't do that much right now because it's really hard to go out and save money and be on a diet, but like I'll have to look it up. Like when I go to Quick Trip, how much is a buffalo chicken strip like a stick there?
Yeah.
You know, how much is a corn dog there? They don't
right.
list them.
They don't.
So you have to Google it and then you have to hope that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into that, you know, and it's like now it'll just be on there. It'll be easy.
About damn time. Yeah.
Right.
America, I don't know why we're so damn fat, but probably because we're not told.
Well, it's because
the things
that are in our food are also not good.
Oh, well, yeah.
That doesn't help. And some of it's genetics, and some of it's overeating, and some of it's just...
It's the overeating.
Yeah, a lot of it's overeating.
But it's also the fact that you're eating crappy food while you're
yes.
overeating.
Yes, well, and like portions are getting bigger, too. Like, I mean, there's all those studies where like a hamburger in the 50s was this big, and now they're this big. And next year they're going to be this big and being held by a lady from Hardee's who has giant boobs. Like, you know, and there's all that stuff that's happening, too.
Yeah.
And it's slowly burning. You know, everything's bigger and better. And so I think this helps with that perception of, you know, it's healthy. Like, I mean, you could eat good anywhere you go,
and two,
if you know what's up. You can also eat bad. Like, you can go to Subway and eat 1,000 calories easily.
Yes. What? I guess the draw of crappy ingredients and not really caring what you put into it is what? Taste and money? Why is it cheaper to get crappier food?
I don't know, dude.
Because
I would imagine.
I would think that
chemicals
the
are cheap, yeah.
That would be like, we serve you actual food here, and the calorie count's not too high, and it's actually good for your diet.
Well, a lot of it, like, we read...
take off.
Like, Chris and I read this book that was written by, like, this dude whose resume was ridiculous. Like, he taught at Harvard about food nutrition. He was the attorney general for food for like 5 years or something. And basically all he wrote about was like, the chemicals in our food is what actually is bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, because what it does, it's not bad for your body, it's bad for your brain. Like, eating French fries has sugar in it because your brain instinctually wants things with sugar. So, like, you eat McDonald's bread, their buns have sugar in it. There's no reason for a bun to have sugar in it. Or, like, you go to Subway and their bread has salt in it because you want more and more things that have these flavors. And so they put a ton of sugar into it, and then they mask the flavor with chemicals that make it not taste sweet, but your brain is still getting the endorphins that come from eating sugar, but your tongue is like, this isn't overly sweet. And so it's all artificial, it's all psychology, and that's the thing that shocked me. Like, when I read this book, it's like, essentially, eating anywhere but at your house and knowing the ingredients that you make is essentially, it's a psychological thing.
Yeah.
Like, you eat this and it tastes good because of the things they put in it, not because it's a taco. Like, this taco is better than this taco because this taco has this stuff in it that makes your brain think this taco is better than another taco that doesn't have those things.
Huh.
And that's the difference between Taco Bell and a mom and pop down the street.
It's messed up, man.
It's
They're
crazy.
Basically, yeah, they just like legalized cocaine and called it sugar.
It's essentially what's going on.
Is what's happened.
And actually, you say that, and like there was, I don't remember specifically what it was, but I remember there were some fast food item out there that had like 9 out of 10 of the ingredients that you use in cocaine in their food because it's the same addictive thing.
Yeah.
Like, they literally turn food into drugs. Like, and that's why you keep going back. By the way, I'm hungry. Can we go get McDonald's?
I'm so hungry now.
They dump tons of sugar and salt in your food. We're so used to it. Taking away from people, we'll like it. Yeah, that's what it is. Like, if they release a healthy version, people won't like it because it doesn't have the addicted additives that all the other food does.
I don't know. Like, maybe you'd get, like, a headache or something from not having as much sugar as you do. But, I mean, if you took a burger, made a burger without the sugar in it and all the salt, it's still going to taste like a burger.
Yeah, but it doesn't – you're not addicted to it like you would have been.
Right.
Like, you don't crave more. That's the difference between eating organic and eating not organic, is that your brain wants more of the thing you're putting into your body – where you should be looking at food as just fuel for your day.
Right.
Like, I need to eat this burger because my body is tired without it. I need these 700 calories to get through the next 6 hours of my day. Where most people look at it and go, I want this burger because it's juicy and delicious. And that's not the way that healthy eating is supposed to be done. You look at it differently. And the reason you go, oh, I want this burger because it's delicious, or I want these buffalo wings because they're the greatest thing that God ever created, is because the marketing and the chemists and all of the people behind these buffalo wing companies want you to want that. Where in reality, you should be looking at buffalo wings as a way to just get 600 calories and protein into your body for the day.
I mean, that's... I don't really eat to eat. I eat because I need to survive.
Right. Well, that's why you're not fat.
And yeah, that I guess.
But think of your drinking. You drink because you like to drink.
Yeah.
There's no other reason to drink besides it makes you feel good.
Get that.
I
got to get bigger.
And that's why, dude.
It's empty.
And that's the thing. It's the same thing with drinking as it is with Big Macs. You have a problem with alcohol. I have a problem with Big Macs. But I mean, that was a joke, but I mean, seriously, that's the thing. Like,
that's what addiction is, man.
Yeah. People, food, it can be an addiction, and it's not anyone's fault, but it's marketing makes it that way. They know you can get addicted, so why wouldn't they? It's a class A drug, dude.
Everybody sucks, man.
Yeah, dude, it just sucks. This team burn it down, dude. Team Meteor, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else do we want to talk about? You want to just continue talking about food?
Comet 2020.
Here are the... that's it. Comet 2020. Every state ranked by its food.
Okay.
Number 50 is West Virginia. So...
So what?
West Virginia. Like, this is their food. So, like, their food is a pepperoni roll, which is basically a glorified Hot Pocket. Okay?
Okay.
North Dakota, Buffalo Burgers, updated Fargo jokes. Nebraska, they have Runza. It's selling gourmet Hot Pockets again. They also have the Corn Palace. Delaware.
What is this? What is this? Like the most bought thing in the state?
No, it's like their signature food.
Okay.
You know, like
what they're known
like
for?
New York bagels, New York pizza, you know, that type of idea.
Okay.
Delaware has an untoasted white bread with a medium amount of mayonnaise.
Ed, we're Delaware. We got bread.
New Hampshire has apples. Iowa has, let's see, pork tenderloin sandwiches. Utah, sweet jello molds. Wyoming, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas. Number 40. Here's us, dude. Here we go. Let's say Kansas is extremely fortunate for their piece of Kansas City metropolitan area. Has the likes of Joe's and a few of the luminaries. Without it, there's not much going on. That's why I convince themselves that some random town holds a gateway to hell. All right, we're gonna skip that.
What? Did it just skip us? Or did it say barbecue?
Well,
is that barbecue?
Yeah, barbecue. It's Kansas barbecue.
Okay.
Like Oklahoma Joe's. It's their barbecue restaurant. It's in Kansas City. Technically, I think that's in Missouri.
Right.
But whatever. You know, otherwise, there's nothing here. What would be?
We're basically an extension of Missouri.
What's Wichita's food?
I don't know.
We have nothing, right? A
piece of wheat.
We have nothing, right?
Yeah. Shocks of wheat. That's about it.
We're not even really good for wheat, because, like, Nebraska has better wheat, South Dakota has better wheat, right? No.
We get nothing, man. Sunflowers. We get the sunflower seeds. How about that?
Yeah, sunflower seeds. Sure, let's do that. Alaska, reindeer, Montana, Arizona, Indiana, Oklahoma is number 35, Rhode Island, Barbecue. Connecticut, Nevada, Arkansas, New Jersey, Kentucky, Virginia, Minnesota, New Mexico, Vermont, Ohio, Mississippi, Alabama, Maryland. All right, number 20 is Florida. Missouri, see, both Kansas City and St. Louis boast some damn fine barbecue joints. They also have burnt ends. So that's why, see, Missouri ranked way higher than Kansas because technically all their stuff.
Yeah.
Colorado's number 18. They talk about their edibles. Hawaii, Wisconsin, obviously cheese. Massachusetts, Georgia, Maine. See, like lobster in Maine, like I'm surprised that like it's not a little higher, to be totally honest. 13 for Maine. South Carolina, Michigan. North Carolina, big old pretzel. Pennsylvania, Washington, Illinois, Oregon, and then the top five. Tennessee is number 5. Louisiana, number 4. That's got to do with all the Gumbo. New Orleans stuff. Yeah, Creole, beignets.
Mm-hmm. Cajun.
Mm-hmm. They have like a whole different culture down there. That's not really fair.
Mm-hmm.
New York's number 3. Okay, buffalo wings, pizza, bagels like I mentioned. Texas, barbecue, Tex-Mex, nachos, Whataburgers there, you know, that type of thing. And number 1's California. Fish tacos, fruits, nuts, vegetables, their wine. You know, there's like a whole thing for California cuisine. I don't know, man. I kind of agree with that. Like, I would say like the top 3 are California, Texas, and New York, right? Yeah. Like, that would make sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I just considered it the South for barbecue, but I guess Texas is the most South, really. So, yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, no.
I would agree with that. I just want food now. Stop talking about food.
Dude, I'm hungry. You want to go eat after this?
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there anything else we really want to talk about? I think this story is kind of interesting. Bill Gates bought a large chunk of land in Arizona, and he's going to build a smart city on it. So one of Bill Gates' investment firms has spent $80 million to kickstart the development of a brand new community in the far west valley of Phoenix, Arizona. Large part of land is about 45 minutes west of downtown Phoenix. Proposed community made up of close to 25,000 acres of land is called Belmont. They will turn the land into a smart city. It'll create, quote, a forward-thinking community with communication and infrastructure spine that embraces its cutting-edge technology designed around high-speed digital networks, data centers, new manufacturing technologies and distribution models, autonomous vehicles with autonomous logistical hubs. So, Executive Mayor of the Arizona Technology Council says the Gates Company purchases a good spot, part due to the proposed I-11 freeway, which would run right through Belmont and connect to Las Vegas. Bill Gates is known for innovation and those kinds of things. I think he picked the right place coming to Arizona. According to Belmont Partners, 3,800 acres will go towards office, commercial, and retail space. 470 acres will be used for public schools. Plus, there's room for 80,000 residential units. Comparable in square miles, projected population of Tempe, Arizona, Belmont will transform a raw blank slate into a purpose-built edge city built around flexible infrastructure model. Finally, Arizona is getting recognized for being a place for innovation, blah, 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 blah. So there's no word on when the construction will start.
Smart city?
So he's building, yeah, like a technological smart city.
It's just all, like, wired correctly, basically, and not just kind of thrown about as we've developed the technology.
Right.
It's just
like building from the ground up to have today's tech.
I mean, that's good. That is good. Like, everywhere around the world's doing that right now. Saudi Arabia, Seoul, all the...
And I think by doing it, it, like, helps...
South Asian countries.
These older cities learn like what is like to prioritize what to do first. Like, do you do digital networks first? Do you do computers at schools first? Do you do, you know, this or that first? And like, because like Saudi Arabia doesn't really apply to American cities, you know, for example.
But I mean, architecture and infrastructure is, I think, the same around the world. It's just a matter of what you're needing and looking for. But but as for a smart city, I don't really know what that means. Automation, I guess, is what it means.
Be cool. Fully automated bus routes and all that stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool. I don't know.
Putting people out of jobs, man.
Those they bus took drivers. A gerb, dude. Only 80,000 houses, though. That's not that many.
That is not that many.
It's not that many houses, to be totally honest. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You want to wrap up the show?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You want to eat?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go eat right after this, man?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Somewhere. Wendy's?
Ooh. Burger. Give me that burger.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching the Seth and Colby Show. We will be back, assuming the internet doesn't break. Knocking on all the wood. Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, twitch.tv/SethandColby. Come watch us live. We're live twice a week. Thursday, 7 p.m. Central, like I just said, and Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, twice a week. That's our show.
That's our show.
That's our show. So if you can't watch live, video on demand, youtube.com/SethandColby. Audio version, all the links for iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and a plain Jane RSS feed at SethandColby.com. And follow us on Twitter for updates. And Colby will post a meme every day until Thursday. At twitter.com/SethandColby. He told me that off air, and he said, Seth, don't mention this on the air, but he's going to do it. He said he's going to do it. He's going to do it. A meme every day until Thursday at twitter.com/SethandColby. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for the follows today.
Thank you.
We will be back on Thursday. I almost forgot what today was.
Yep, Thursday
I feel
would
like
be the
today
next
is
day.
Thursday, but it's not. It's a Sunday episode.
It would be a Sunday.
Yep. So we will see you guys
back
then.
Thursday.
Thanks for watching. We
Thanks,
love you.
Josh.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.